Hey everyone, this is Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what I share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. I hope that this podcast is adding a tremendous amount of value to you, your loved ones, the community at large, and I hope that you will share this podcast with as many people as you know that will add value to their lives. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, I'm super excited to share that this week I actually published and promoted my first book out to the world. I took that leap of faith and I published the book. I'm super proud of myself for it. Very thankful for all of the support that family, friends, and even some complete strangers have offered up as a result of publishing this book. And the name of the book is Live Long and Prosper, A Legacy of Financial Freedom and Happiness. And this book is something that I really wanted to write for years. It actually took a couple of different instances that allowed me to get to this point right now. And it really started, I would say, last year when I was going through my coaching certification, and some of the fellow coaches that were in the training, we were having conversations about big visions and dreams. And I was just sharing with them that I've had aspirations of writing this book for so long. And finally, I set a goal last year of completing this book by the end of this year. And with it being August of 2020, super happy to have completed that goal far ahead of the deadline that I set for myself. So that was the initial start, was, you know, sharing that goal with one of my colleagues in the coaching certification training, and then really materializing it this year. But then secondly, just being around some really good people, being around other authors, and really being inspired by what they have been able to accomplish over the years. So two of which are Tracy Williams, who was on a previous episode, as well as John Hill, who was also one of our interviewees previously as well. And so both of those brothers have been super helpful, super inspiring, and really help to get me to the next level in terms of just sitting down, writing the book, not being fearful about it, but just doing it and getting it started. So many, many thanks to both of them as well. And then COVID struck, and COVID struck prior to the interviews with Brother Hill and Brother Tracy. But with COVID being here and us working from home, it actually provided some of that time that I needed to really just sit down, focus in the morning where I would normally be getting prepared and commuting to work. It allowed me that time to sit down and write the chapters that I needed to write and dedicate the time early in the day, which I find to be the most productive time of the day for me. And so with sharing my dream and my goal with my coaching counterparts, being inspired and having a support system and network of other authors and mentorship of other authors, as well as just life circumstances, providing the opportunity and the time that I needed. Those three things really played a huge role in allowing this to come to life, and I'm super thankful of. And lastly, but definitely most importantly, is, you know, throughout this entire pandemic, you know, my wife has been a rock. She is one of my largest supporters, and she has provided that encouragement as well as that support just for maintaining the household and allowing me the time to go and pursue this vision and this dream, even to this point where now that the book is written, being able to invest in some of the digital assets in order to be able to sell and offer the book to the community and to the public. And so she's been extremely supportive in that regard. And so when you're thinking about those goals that you've just been sitting on, you got to take action, right? And so I noticed that there's some themes that came out of this. And really, you know, one was sharing that goal, making sure that I was able to articulate and share with someone else what my goal was. It allowed me to remind myself of that goal and hold myself accountable now that I've shared it with someone. Then secondly is finding mentors in that space, being in their company, being inspired by them, and really taking their guidance and their example and going forward as best you can with that guidance and those role models. And then, you know, timing is everything, right? So even though you may have a desire to do something at this moment, it just may not be the time. Or this may be the perfect time for you to take that next step and move forward with whatever your goal is in life. So make sure that you are aware of those opportunities and that time where those opportunities are best to be taken advantage of. And it just so happened that throughout all of this that we've been going through and all of the turmoil and the unfortunate circumstances that are happening in the world abroad and in the United States, this actually provided the space that I needed in order to actually get this done. And so I'll take that as silver lining, knowing that, you know, there's a lot going on outside of this particular situation. And then last but definitely not least is having that support and that environment of support around you. So if you're in a space that's toxic or it's not providing that support that you need in order to fulfill those goals, you definitely want to think about, you know, relocating as best as you can or finding a new space that's going to allow you to have that support that you need. Or just that environment that you need in order to achieve the goals that you're trying to achieve. And again, this may be a function of timing. You know, maybe your significant other or whoever you're with the most, whoever you spend the most time with, just isn't in that space yet. And it just may take some time for them to be able to support you in that regard. Or you just may be going through a certain period of time just in general, and you just need to just make sure you're moving down that path as best you can, but knowing that when the time is ultimately right, that you'll be able to take advantage of those opportunities. So, you know, those are some things that were on my mind that I want to share through this podcast episode. I'm super excited about the book again. It's a very short read. It's about the Live Long and Prosper philosophy. I wrote it for my two children, Madison and Mason, or I should say our children, Madison and Mason. And my desire is that they will share it with their children and their children and their children, and as well as anyone else who may be going through a transition in life or someone who is trying to establish clarity in their life and just needs a little bit of nudging or some thought-provoking challenges and questions to help them along the way. And then we throw a financial education overlay on the mix inside the book and just be able to articulate the importance of being educated in financial matters, increasing our financial literacy. And then how do you align financial literacy concepts with life concepts? So, for example, being able to add value from a business standpoint, but also from a relationship standpoint. And so I'm super excited about just starting this journey as a published author and being able to get my thoughts out there on paper and getting feedback from my family, friends, community members, strangers, the whole nine yards. Love for all of you to be able to be exposed to the book, read it, give me your feedback. I'm looking to continue to evolve it, maybe create another edition of the book, but more to come for sure. And I look forward to hearing your feedback. And so with that being said, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast episode today. If this episode was valuable to you, please share this with a loved one, a friend, or a colleague. And until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.